Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
That's
hi.
The way to start, right there.
How's it going today?
Super.
How are you? How's every little thing up there in Washington, D.C.?
Mike, I tell you what, if you really want to know, it's a bit soggy. There's some falling weather outside. Don't forget your parasol.
They said maybe snow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all I know is the Masters seems to be just a tad chillier than it normally is. And, you know, when the azaleas begin to bloom, a cold winter wind can simply wreak havoc on the general atmosphere of the tournament. You see,
I'm not certain whether the proper drink today would be a magnolia, maybe
a hot cocoa,
or maybe a hot toddy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not fun. I don't like to see them when the pros that have been privileged to be invited to the Masters layer up like they have to with, you know, all that fancy Under Armour that they're wearing nowadays. I remember the day when a simple cotton sweater would keep you fine and dandy all the way through the first round if it was chilly.
Regardless of the weather, whether it be 100 above or 32 below, I would say that it's okay as long as the caddies remember to wear those zip-up white jumpsuits. That's
absolutely
so class.
You know, and I remember when one of our caddies, I believe in the early 1960s, his name, what was it? It escapes me now. No, not my Montgomery. It wasn't Falster. I'm thinking Wellington.
Wellington.
That's his name. Wellington.
Yeah.
Wellington got a little frostbite. And lo and behold, when he took off his jumpsuit, all he had underneath it was his birthday suit.
And I remember.
Wellington, there's no way you can keep warm enough with simply that layer of fabric
he was
between
hairy,
you
though.
And Mother Nature.
And 72 hours later, he passed.
And we, you know, there's a line out the door to replace him.
I know.
But anyway, that's not why we're here. We're here because, I suppose we should talk to our number one intern on the hit parade today, Maddie.
Hello, Maddie.
Maddie from American University.
Hello.
Maddie, I forgot. Maddie, were you with us yesterday?
I was not.
You missed a fine time. Anyway, Maddie, let me just say that I'd like to inquire that you had a bit. Why am I still using the accent?
I thought it was going to go for all three shows today.
Maddie, I have to ask you this. So you had an incident in Washington, D.C. on your way into work today. You take the metro bus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, the bus. Yes.
Yeah.
What is that experience like?
For some reason now, I just want to go back to this accent again. So, just where do you sit on
you
the bus?
Stop
do you
that.
Sit
that
in the
is
front?
Not okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Very good. Maddie.
Yes.
What happened today?
So I get on the bus, and so it's already kind of like a crappy day because it's raining. There's traffic.
Does a wet bus day smell different than a sunny bus day?
Yeah, and then you get like old creepy guys sitting next to you. It's not fun.
Yeah.
And
the bus smells like ass.
Yeah, not a good time.
Yeah.
And so it goes, it doesn't even go to the next bus stop. It's like a block down. And then the bus driver pulls over and she inspects the back of the bus. Mm. And she looks a little distressed.
You mean the inside of the interior of the bus?
Yeah, in
the back
you
of the
know,
bus.
In my day,
yes.
We wouldn't have a driver even go to the back of the bus. No.
I believe in your day there was mostly streetcars.
Thank you.
Wasn't it coming up O Street?
Thank you for pivoting.
That's right.
Thank you for pivoting from my Rosa Parks line of comedy.
Thank you for underscoring where we were headed and not where we ended up.
Yes. Yes. Yes, very good. So, Maddie, what was she inspecting? What was she inspecting in the back of the bus?
So I didn't know what was going on at the time. And then she gets on the phone in the front of the bus. And I can't really hear the conversation, but I heard like other passengers afterwards. And she was talking about a suspicious
excuse me, I'm getting a
package.
Text.
What's that?
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
A suspicious package.
That's
okay. Oh. And she has to follow this like bomb threat protocol.
Whoa.
Wow, because so, normally when someone on the bus is talking about a suspicious package.
You said bomb in a bus.
That's right. Bomb, 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 bomb.
Was there rampant panic? When she discovered what may have been an explosive?
Not, you would think there would be. Not really. But the weirdest thing was, is that we were on the bus for about 10 minutes before she let us off. So if there's a bomb on the bus, I want to be let off of the bus.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They didn't handle it smart the way they did in Loudoun County when they found the C4, where they just removed it and talked about it 4 days later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the C4 was discovered after kids were off the bus, correct?
Yes, special needs kids, Mike.
But this is, think of the logic. So the driver determines there is a suspicious package on the bus.
Uh-huh.
And then she doesn't, was it a she or a he?
It was a she.
A she, and she doesn't offload the bus. I'm
correct.
Stunned at that.
Well, you don't want to let the perps go.
So
that's right. You don't want to scatter the suspects to the wind, Mike.
Well, the perps and everybody else will go. If that happens. So how did it all, how long did it take for you to get off? When you first heard bomb, from the moment you heard that, how long were you all on the bus?
I would say a good 5 to 10 minutes.
Did anybody freak out and say, let me off this bus right now?
A couple people, yeah.
Good.
They were pounding on the side exit door of the bus.
Can you not, you know what?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Hold on, Rob.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Was she doing that little power trip that bus drivers can do where she's like, you're not getting off this bus?
Completely.
Is that the way?
Yeah.
But isn't the side exit supposed to be passenger accessible in case of emergency? Shouldn't they have been able to open the side door?
Yeah, if you put enough pressure on it. But if you don't know that, you don't know that you can do that.
Social pressure.
Where was the bus? Was it pulled over to the side on Wisconsin or something?
Yeah, and so people are honking at the bus. It's just not a good scene.
Wow.
So Mike, people want to get to work.
It's not only dangerous, it's socially awkward.
Yep.
Yeah. Matt, let me ask you a question. What year are you in at AU?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Maddie, I may have a solution that the city of Washington might be able to pay for the rest of your college education.
Ooh.
Talk to my friend Mr. DCO and see about a major lawsuit being filed. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's awful. That's false imprisonment. You had people that desperately, obviously if they were complaining, they desperately wanted to get off the bus. What did the package turn out to be?
I have no idea. I was off the bus by the time she figured whatever was going on.
Oh, so she let you off and you
just... Yeah, she eventually let us off and then we got on a different bus. But
on a different bus. How long were you on the bus before the... And
it was raining.
Not long.
How did that all go down? How did that all go down that she... Did somebody tell her that was in the back of the bus that there's something back here?
She just eventually opened the doors.
Maddie, if you were going to racially profile your peers
I wasn't going to go there.
I get pulled out of line all the time because they think I'm Middle Eastern.
Yeah, so, right.
You know, that happens all the time.
It happens to me, too.
You know how I like to dance around this, Oscar?
Yes.
Without using those horrible two words, profile and racial.
Mm.
I will tell you, I like to inquire as to the celebrity that the bus driver might have resembled.
I see.
That would help.
Was the cast of Aladdin on the bus?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie Precious?
The cast, The Wiz.
Whoa. Not that that means anything. But getting back to the original discovery of...
Timely.
I just want to make sure I can picture this scene. You're waiting at a bus stop up at AU, right?
Yes.
And you hop on the bus to come down here to our studio in Washington, D.C.
Mind then
the
bus,
what's your money? You get on the bus.
No one's accusing you.
No, I'm just trying to find out what was going on. So you get on the bus, and then the bus stops rolling. Where did the whole discovery of this package go down?
She went a block. It was 3 feet, and then she pulled over. It was right after I got on.
So she was aware that there was something in the back of the bus that she saw in her rearview mirror after she got rolling and decided she just wanted to check it out.
Yes.
That's exactly how it went down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she inspected the back.
She knew something was hinky before she even let passengers on the bus.
I suppose. I don't know.
Did you eyeball the package?
Did it look like?
No, I was more in the front, so I don't...
Oh, of course you were.
That's the generational thing right there. Did you eyeball? No. That would have actually required me to turn my neck around.
I looked on Yik Yak and no one had put a picture up, so I didn't see it.
Maddie, let me ask you a serious question. Were you in your phone? Were you in your phone at that point?
It's possible.
Yes, it is possible, because that's all you kids do today, even though there's a life-threatening device that might be on the bus. So,
did you tweet bomb threat?
I did failed. Not yet.
Bomb threat fail.
Hashtag life in danger. Yes.
So, hashtag I'm okay.
After you all of you exited the bus, you evacuated the bus.
Yes.
The bus stayed where it was.
Yes.
And was the driver outside or inside the bus?
She was outside of the bus.
Yeah, of course she was.
Yeah.
I didn't care if you blow. Stay on my bus. But then when I determine I'm going to get off, then now you can all get off. Because if I'm going to blow up, you're all going
to
blow
when
up.
When she finally determined to pull, it was a she, yes?
Yes.
When she determined it was time to pull over the bus, was it close to a bakery?
Okay. It was across from Panera.
That's a fat joke. That is a fat joke.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to, keep our ears to the news and find out if something happened with this, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, suspicious bet. That's a big deal.
You cheated
that, if that was down, if that was on the hill, that would shut off a couple of blocks.
Some dealer left their brick of marijuana on the bus. That's probably what happened.
Hey, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't, like, as you were getting off the bus, even glance to the back to see what it might have been?
No, I just wanted to get off of the bus.
Okay. Yeah, my daughters aren't curious either, man.
I'm getting off the bus.
Sorry.
Okay, no, I wouldn't make her like that.
That was the guy next to her.
Right.
There is
suspicious package.
Oh, yeah, she was Insta. She was all into her Instagram.
Sure.
Mark Safety on Facebook.
All right, well, that's the good news. I thought it was a wonderful story, and she told it so well. And we have another intern in the studio, correct?
Yes, we do.
Yes? Who's
it's Mac Attack.
It's Mac.
It's Mac? Okay.
Mac Attack.
Mac, we're going to need you to drive back up Wisconsin Avenue and disarm that bomb.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what happened last month without anybody noticing? This is for real. Webster's Dictionary expanded the definition of the word literally to include the way it's commonly misused. So the thing is, we no longer have a word in the English language that means literally. I mean, literally doesn't have a synonym. So we're going to have to find the Latin word for it and use it. But see, I don't know any Latin. So when I say that I am literally going to set fire to this building with you in it before I hand over the keys to it, you don't know if I'm speaking figuratively or literally. Savannah's offering $81 per share, so if this is about money, you'll accept $82 from me, right?
Mom?
I am offering you one full dollar per share more than Savannah.
$2.
I'll raise the cash and have an offer sheet to you before your birthday.
I tend to doubt it, but...
Oh, get the f*** out of my boardroom, kids.
Are you out of your mind?
I think he's trying to say you don't have $4 billion.
How much do I have?
I don't know, but it's somewhere in the ballpark of nothing close to $4 billion.
Charlie, did I ever tell you about the time my parents saw You Can't Take It With You on Broadway?
That was $42,000.
No, $42,350, and it was the last $350 that were the hardest. Sold my clothes, dealt a little weed.
Mom.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I didn't sell my clothes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Golden State Warriors studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and a podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet.
This
because
is so
they
good.
Get it. And if you do, if you're here, rather, whatever. Our show today brought to you by Tracker. Yeah, Tracker. We live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes, don't we? We are. We're just talking to Maddie about it. Our technology, where we're slaves to our technology because it's made everything smart, and we are great at communicating with that. However, there's certain simple rules that still apply to life, and one of those rules is the fact that you can conceivably lose things.
Yes.
We all lose things. Some of us more than others, some of us less than others, but it happens, and it's enough to make smart people feel stupid. Losing things now, a thing of the past, thanks to Tracker. Tracker, what is it? You're asking me? I'll tell you.
Well, go ahead.
All right. It's a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers,
anything in seconds. Just pair a tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. And there's the look, tracker app that Rob's showing.
Well, it says
well,
dog.
Your tracker? Where's your
the tracker is on device? Is what the thing we lose all the time.
It's on your Linus. Dog.
Linus's
it's
collar. Linus. Because okay. Carrie doesn't make him wear a collar around the house. We can never find it. So it's labeled right there. Dog. Dog.
Does I mean, he feel I, naked I love Tracker. Don't get me it. Wrong, but I use Tracker for my keys.
Okay, that's, well, I never lose the, my the keys because my keys are huge. It's like
he's got janitor keys.
I do have janitor keys. I look like Rudy the Repairman.
Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, it goes the other way. Press a button on Tracker, and your phone rings. Even when it's on silent, TMOS listeners will get special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. We got sidetracked a little bit there.
Yes.
Because did you by any chance find the new jingle for this segment?
You know, Mike, actually, I searched for it yesterday, and all I found were slight remixes of the original jingle, but I did not want to disappoint you, so okay. I brought in this.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Not about
baby.
Us, it's about you.
No, it's
about
right now, right now.
It's all about you.
A big finish.
It's all about you.
It is. It is all about you.
That's the YouTube boy band, which is a bunch of vloggers pretending to be a boy band.
Well, that's wonderful.
Thank I love you. That. You like
and,
that?
And I also like it on the mailbag when you write in giant letters for me. First, we have presents.
We do.
Gifts. Yay.
Now, very this excited. First present comes to Oscar
ooh.
By way of Russia.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right.
And this is a few days late because we had to go to the Soviet Union to find it.
This
is our gift from Mike and myself to Oscar for his birthday.
Oh, this,
happy
this
birthday,
came from
Oscar.
The Soviet Union?
Can you yes. break down what they... I mean, you can tell what they are. I know what it is already.
They're headphones.
So. Yeah, they're Sony MD700s, which are no longer manufactured. There's a lot of cheap...
Are they brand
knockoff.
New ones?
Oh, no, they're used.
No, they're used because they're not manufactured anymore.
That's a slippery slope, Mr. Spicoli.
Yeah, when you buy Russian used headphones, Oscar, I would suggest buying new ear pads.
Mike, I have...
These smell like borscht.
In my past, I've seen... drugs delivered with less bubble wrap and cellophane.
Yeah, and it was creepy because it comes up from like the Russian version of FedEx. And
hey, Mac, is there a way you could hack into that and carve that up and
yeah,
open that
you've
up?
You've got a knife on you, don't you, Mac?
Oh my God, that's the most horrifying thing I've heard all day.
Actually, why don't you let Pony? You would cut yourself.
Yeah, you will.
You know, it would be a great creepy moment if Mac said, "No, Oscar, I don't have a knife, but I've got a box cutter." That would be
now. The next gift is something that I think you're going to enjoy very much. It comes from one of our P1 listeners, Christian Johnson of Olney, Maryland. He owns a print shop.
Ooh.
And what he did is he made us custom Francis Underwood campaign posters, but everyone is different and everyone has one of the quotes from one of our Francis Underwood bits.
So read one of the,
I'm just going to randomly select one from the stack.
Right, that
there's probably
is so
a
great.
Dozen and a half of them. It says, F you, Francis Underwood, 2016, progress, forward momentum. By the way, I hear that liberal turd O'Mara started a political podcast. I swear if chickens were ticklish, he'd never get any work done. Francis Underwood. So there they are, and they're great. We can read them on his
own. Oh, they're customized for us.
Mm-hmm. And there's only one per quote.
They're
all different. So thank
you,
Christian.
Well, that's very, very exciting. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do with it, but that's interesting.
A most mysterious gift.
Okay.
With no explanation whatsoever, to our P.O. box, someone sent from our Amazon portal a stick of pepperoni.
Now, see, food makes me hinky. Food is
but
actually...
It comes from Amazon sealed, so I'm okay with it. And I checked...
A little bit later, I'll be talking about an experience with food that's that creeped me out a little bit. It might not be on this show. It might be on the next show.
There was no gift receipt with it, but I did some research on the gift receipt, and it's from someone named Britton. Britten.
Why did he send a single thing of pepperoni?
Your guess is as good as mine. But it came rattling around in a loose Amazon box. And I think since it's Oscar's birthday, here you go.
Yeah.
Have my pepperoni
posters
stick.
And pepperoni.
Posters of pepperoni. New on the More Network.
Wow. So all right, anyway. Oscar got his headphones up. I'm curious to see the quality of,
I'm actually shocked they came. It was 50-50 if they were going to come from Russia.
Well, you know what? The guy had a high rating on the eBay. So, God, they look pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see if they work.
How do they smell?
What are they calling the head pads? What are those?
The ear pads.
What's the condition of the ear pads?
And those can be replaced.
They look like they're wrapped in plastic.
No. They're in great condition.
They really, those look unused.
Unused.
Yeah. And it came in the original.
Are you able to plug in and give it a whirl?
I'm going to. I'm so excited.
Until that, Mike, do you want to go to the birthdays?
The bag looks used.
That bag looks like it might have been made by Trojan.
It's usually white.
Yeah.
It's yellow.
We will send ear pads in good shape. Cord that go into back of board. That looks good, too. Bag, unfortunately, covered in transit with rat urine. That's what happened with bag. We are very, very soon. All right, let's dive right in, shall we?
Happy birthday to Mr. Dale West of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He loves to listen to TMOS while driving, cooking, mowing the lawn, and when laying down for a nap. Well, Dale, it's not an easy show to listen to when you're asleep.
No, but sometimes if it's challenging, it might tire him to think about
it. Yes. Well, thanks, Dale, I think. Happy 26th birthday to Perry Ryle.
Hey.
According to his folks, he's on the downhill slide, zooming towards his douchebag 30s. Such a nice sentiment.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
I can't remember, but I was around guys. Oh, okay. I was around some guys in their 30s last night, and they were douches. And it's a wonderful story of first impressions are not always accurate.
Right.
There you go. You'll hear that later. Happy birthday. Yes, go.
The headphones on.
They look very bright and silvery.
Yeah. Well, it's the fidelity that I always liked about these headphones. Right. And for some reason, I have some sort of interference. It sounds Russian.
Oh, no!
I think they're
good. Are they crap?
They might be crap, but I'll wear them. I like them.
Hold on. This is important because I really, really want to know. Rob, this was Rob's idea.
It was Oscar's idea. He came to me and he said,
Rob told me about it because he didn't want you to know we
something
were doing.
Something might be blown out.
Really?
Oh, no.
But, Mike.
Both channels?
They work. No, it sounds like it's missing a tweeter or something inside the speaker.
Oh, dear.
You know that hollow sound?
Yes.
That hollow sound.
Yes.
I'm going to go refer back to these guys. Solid try. So the best
you know
we
can
do.
I'll tell you something. Did you try when we were at the CES? Did you try these Maestros on?
I did. They're lovely. They're absolutely lovely.
Because everybody, believe me, in the business for as long as I've been, everybody is finicky about their style of headphones. As far as take the sound out of the equation.
Yes.
One of the reasons I think people like, are those Sonys that he's got? Is that what they are?
Those are Sony DJ headphones.
Sony DJ headphones are ultra light. They're very light on the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I like that Super Seal and these Maestros, practically pop my eyeballs
out. You go back to the old Pro 4, or 44, yeah.
Cost Pro 4 AAs, which were, they resemble what you would see at an airport when somebody's blocking the noise.
Precisely.
They're kind of that noise canceling. So what do you look for? The fit is what you like, but the fidelity is
crap. I think, Mike, actually there's a factor that we're not addressing. I think that he thinks he looks good in them.
Oh, yeah. These are stylish.
Yeah, they're stylish.
Not stylish enough to wear during this show, though.
Well, you can switch it out, too, and we'll figure that out down the road.
You can still use them in your club gigs.
Oh, yes,
absolutely.
When I'm clubbing.
Keep you clubbing.
Happy birthday to Supreme P1 Robert T. Brewer.
Hey.
Sharing the Mike O'Mara gospel since 2001. Attaboy, Bobby boy. I went out last night. Congrats to the Arnie boys. Brothers Nick and Chris Arnie.
Arnie.
Both have birthdays this month and have grown up with TMOS. They would love to hear our traditional birthday aria. All right. This is for the Arnie boys, Nick and Chris Arnie.
Let's all right. Get a drive.
1, 2, 3.
Russian headphones.
Okay, thank you. That was the Aria.
I forgot. Aria.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, et al. I am writing to the mailbag in order to honor the 2 major events that my wife, Kathy, celebrated this week.
Ah.
First,
She has now tolerated 16 years of marriage with me. Wouldn't it be 16 years of marriage to me?
I think both would be accessible.
I think they would be accessible or acceptable.
Acceptable is what I meant to say. Both of them closer than saying what I said. Yeah.
I don't know which is worse. Secondly, she just rode her 500th roller coaster. There it is. I know who this is. It took trips to 12 countries on 3 continents to find 500 different coasters.
Wow.
So she could reach this amazing milestone. I'll pause here for Rob's jealousy.
I'm jealous.
Mike Mocking. And Oscar's indifference. Thanks for the funny. Signed, Joel Rogers, who, for the record, just rode his 830th roller coaster during his spring break trip with Kathy and his 2 daughters.
Can you imagine?
I follow you regularly on social media. I even follow you, Joel. This is just from passenger to pilot. Let me just say, Joel, when you get a little angry at your employer, it makes me extraordinarily nervous. So please don't post those anymore. I worry about that. Worrying is just like, okay, they're not going to let me wear that tie, huh? Well, how about this? At 30,000 feet, I'm going to go into a nosedive.
He's a fascinating guy. You know, I've had dinner with him because he won the Be My Intern for a Day contest.
Oh, that's right. Awesome. He was the winner. I remember that.
And he not only has great stories about roller coasters and theme parks, but God, there's no one better to talk to than a pilot. They're the best. Such a good guy.
Absolutely. I would let you know, that's the guy I wanted to talk to about aborted landings, maybe.
There's actually a letter coming up that you're going to enjoy about that.
Awesome. Well, boys, the honeymoon is over. I celebrate my 32nd birthday today. And when I asked my wife if she'd send in a birthday request, she said, "What the F would I do that for?" Oscar, I need some advice on how to set my woman straight. That comes to us from Zach Wright.
Oh, geez. Zach, you got to make it their idea. You got to play their game. It seems to me that you've got a bitch on wheels in your life. And we both know that. So you have to accept that and play her game. And otherwise, just pretend like you don't care.
There you go. All right, there's the advice of the day. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, my son Christopher is...
Thank you.
He caught it on the bounce.
Oh, yes. Misogyny. My son Christopher is turning 13 on April 11th. I have been a listener for years, and I introduced Christopher to the... Christopher Robin and I walk along.
I hate that song.
Stuck in a tree. Well, I wonder if I will get back to the... Anyway, I'm sorry. If you like the song, you would have turned down your music in the back as I did that a cappella.
Well, I didn't know how long you're going to go with it.
So take me back to the house. We are so glad there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive. Chase all the clouds from the... Chase the clouds back to the house.
Hey, you know what? Oscar likes the song so much he's put the old headphones back on.
I wanted to catch the bass in your voice.
That's exciting. So no bass in those old headphones.
There may be too much bass, but I'm going back and forth. I'm like Three Little Bears, Goldilocks.
Very good.
Right? Sure. Yes, trying on.
All right, anyway, getting back to Christopher, I've been a listener for years, and I introduced Christopher to The Funny on a 9-day, 4,700-mile round trip that we took to Yellowstone last summer. He has a long list of favorite bits from the show, but there was one in particular I had to play for him about 50 times. So please, guys, could you play SpongeBob SquarePants in German for Christopher as he enters his teenage years? Keep bringing the funny. Robert Jared, Lafayette, Louisiana, beautiful town. Longtime listener and bonus show subscriber. I love that, too.
Point of order. Do we have to spin for that, or do we just play it?
Spin.
We can just play it. You want to spin, Dawson? Do you really want
to
spin?
I like to spin.
I know. You like sound effects.
We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it. We'll spin if it's Oscar insists.
All right, I'll handle this.
All right, here we go.
Krabby
Patty? Empty slot, empty slot, empty slot.
Oh, he went. Oh,
sorry.
I lost.
Hi, Captain.
He's playing it anyway. Stop, Rob, stop.
You can't just give it away.
We were going to do, you were so eager to play your sound that we were doing, I was doing shtick.
Yeah, he was doing a bit.
I was doing, the bit was we're going to play it anyway, and then when we got the empty slots, the disappointment.
You know what?
Was the funny.
My apologies. I just looked at the slot machine. It tilted. We need to re-spin. We got to tilt.
No, I'm sorry, because I hate to do this. I really do.
Yes.
I really, Christopher, I hope you have a great 13th birthday. I really do.
Oh, but he's 13.
Your dad, Robert's going to have to write in next year on your 14th birthday.
Next year will be good. Next year
Rob
fine.
Jumped the gun. Yeah. It's Rob's fault.
I did. So, I ruined your birthday. And I hope to continue ruining your life and spots for the next 70 years to come.
He was eager to play that. And, you know, that's unfortunate. Hello, TMOS family. My wonderful boyfriend of 2 years. Okay, go ahead. Play your German thing.
Okay, thank you.
Disappoint a
thing. Alles klar, Kinder!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Geht das nicht lauter?
Aye, Captain!
I like it, too.
I do, too.
Wer wohnt in der anderen das ganze tiefe Meer?
Spongebob,
Spongebob! Saugstangen, Gelb und Hohl ist ein paar der! Wenn der Sinn nach Pazifisch im Blödsinn euch steht, dann schminkt euch an Deck und kommt ja nicht zu spät. Spongebob, 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 Spongebob!
Wait for the end here. It sounds so threatening in German, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, everything sounds threatening. Anyway, hello, TMOS family. My wonderful boyfriend of 2 years dumped me this past weekend.
Whoa.
Hey, that's terrific.
I just wanted to drop you guys a quick note to say thanks for always bringing the funny. You've been with me through several breakups over the years. This one no different from the last. Please keep doing what you're doing. You fellas give me hope that there are still good guys out there, except for Rofo. Kidding, kind of. Lots of love, Shannon Bort. P.S. If there are any single, handsome, and funny 30-something TMOS listeners out there, shout me a holler. Well, that's a wonderful idea, Shannon. We help listeners hook up. I think
absolutely.
That's great.
However, there is something that should be examined here. If there have been many breakups and this one no different than the other, maybe the problem isn't the guy.
Well, no, but I don't care.
I'm looking at Shannon Bort's picture.
That didn't take long.
I know. He's fleet of foot on that.
Wow.
One. Well, that's important evidence that we need to proceed.
Shannon, it's their loss.
Yes, I agree.
Their loss.
I agree.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh. Are we there? Yeah.
Is it worth me stopping the show?
No.
Do you enjoy underwater photography?
Okay. What?
What? Because there's a picture of her swimming. That's lovely.
Really?
Swimming. Yeah.
All right.
Did
fantastic.
You think I was going someplace dark?
Shannon, good luck. Here's an editor's note. That's this week's TMOS mailbag magical phrase that pays. Shout me a holler. Oh, very good. Well, Rob, we have to have an element for it. If it's a phrase that pays, you need to get what that is. I don't know how fleet of foot you can be on that, but it has to be. I've got
the progressive would work.
Oh, you have an element?
Hold on just a second. Hold on. That's this week's TMOS mailbag phrase that pays. It's shout me a holler, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, on 107.7 FM, The Monkey.
That's right. That's the phrase that pays monkey, Rob. When you hear the phrase that pays monkey.
Just the pay monkey.
That's right. That's the pay monkey. That's the, hold on. Shout me a holler, ladies and gentlemen. That is the official phrase that pays on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
It's a morning
anyway.
Zoo.
It is.
Next letter, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the various interns. Please wish my daughter, Maggie Amelia Shanley, a very happy first birthday tomorrow. Maggie listens to the show every day to and from daycare with her daddy, just like her daddy did when he was growing up.
Oh.
I'm so old. The plan is to create another lifelong fan. That's from Joe Shanley. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. What? And yes.
A happy birthday to who? Maddie?
Maggie.
Maggie. Okay. Yeah. Happy birthday, Maggie.
She's not on Facebook, so settle down.
I'm not free.
Dear gang.
I'm not free.
Here's the next letter. Dear gang, I always shop through your Amazon portal, and now more than ever, you see, I had an amazing experience with the customer service people at Amazon the other day. I was charged a fee that I did not understand, and although they had a legitimate answer as to why I was charged that fee, the kind gentleman at Amazon refunded me that amount. Anyway, I've had experience with Amazon. Mm-hmm. They're great about it. In a showing of good faith, I was pleasantly surprised and will always shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show website, no matter what, from now on. Thanks for everything that you guys do in the smiles department. I don't know what I would do without your show each day while I slay the dragon. Love you guys. Wicked had. That's from your biggest fan in Vermont, Nicholas Lawrence. That's very, very nice. We are running so behind right now.
We are.
Hi, guys. A Delta Airlines captain here. Oh, another pilot.
Yeah,
okay.
I told you. Yeah.
Well, we have lots of pilots to listen to the show. Aborted landings and missed approaches are not a big deal. We hate to do them because they needlessly scare the crap out of passengers. Hello.
Yes.
It's a pilot's right.
However, keep in mind that wind is fickle. The autumn wind is a pirate.
No, he's not doing that.
I'm so well. The wind is fickle. Ronald Reagan National Airport. Anyway, occasionally other aircraft take a little too long on the runway. Planes get too close, etc. Pilots are a very cautious bunch. Well, that's good. Often it's just a better idea to go around. When I say hello to people getting on my jet, I realize that 20% of them are terrified. I wish there was some way to let them know what I know. I feel a great sense of responsibility for the people in the back of the airplane, and that extends to their mental well-being. I swear to you on my children's lives, you don't need to freak out when the plane goes around. I promise. Love the show. Dave, I like that
letter. It's a nice letter, isn't
it? It doesn't help me at all. It doesn't help me one little bit. If we did five aborted landings, I'd never get
five is too much.
Yeah, four is just right.
I'd be going over to Miami, boys, to take the train up for Memorial Day weekend. I'll see you in 4 days. Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Hey, jerks.
Nice.
Rumor has it that you guys like a good adult beverage every now and again and again.
True.
And again. And one who's been in the cups myself every once in a blue moon, I'd like to know what each of your time-tested hangover remedies are. And if the slot machine shines luck upon me, I'd like Mike to answer in the voice of Mike O'Mara, Dance Monkey, Dance.
This guy's in the cups.
Yeah, he might have been drinking.
I can give him my remedy if you'd like.
Do we need to spin for that?
No.
Okay.
Jason Griffenhagen, what is your remedy, Oscar?
So ideally, everybody tells you to drink a lot of water before you go out. That's
sure.
One. But if you really are dehydrated, you can go to any CVS or Rite Aid. Rite Aid is my new go-to.
Right.
The one across the street.
Yes.
The new one.
And get Pedialyte for kids and knock down one or two of those little bottles and you're good to go.
Mm. So does the Pedialyte really, really work?
It's a virtual IV. It's exactly what, if you drink enough
rich
of it.
Rich in electrolytes,
yes,
and sodium.
If you drink enough of it, it's what you essentially get in an IV bag to rehydrate you.
Okay. Yeah. I have never tried that. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you have to be careful because if you drink too much of it, you will feel the effects.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if
and what are the negative effects if you drink too much?
It becomes a diuretic, so that's an option there, you know.
And my Uncle George one time was hospitalized, believe it or not, for overhydration. It was a long day at the golf course, and he was pounding Gatorade, and it really made him ill.
So
what does a diuretic do to your body?
Go to the bathroom.
Makes you pee like a racehorse. Yeah.
But it won't, like, make you squirrely or anything like
no,
that.
No, it won't. I think, look, for a guy like me, if I go in a bender, right, I will somehow either ask Shannon to go to CVS or I'll drive there. And I'll walk in and I'll get the big jug that you're supposed to give tablespoons to kids, right? And I'll drink half of one of those and I'm good to go.
Okay, wow. So that means you take half of one of those. That means for me, I will need 11 bottles.
That's right.
All right.
By the case,
Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy, my grandmother, Peggy Granny Jackson.
Granny.
Of North Carolina, celebrated her 95th birthday on April 5th. In celebration of this milestone birthday, I would love it if Mike could wish her a happy birthday while talking up an old gospel song of his choice. Enclosed is a 1921 Morgan silver dollar to take a spin on the magical slot machine of laughter. Wish me luck. Granny.
Hey!
Thank you all for each and every day of bringing the funny, signed her favorite grandson, Brian, from the deck of the Jack Tar. Oh, we got to talk about that, Rob.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my
God.
We have to talk about that. Oscar, did you see it?
No, I haven't
seen
it.
Did you see Grease
Man
online?
I actually have it. I have it flagged, so we can go with it if you want.
Oh, dear. Anyway, she wants, let me see. This is for Peggy Granny Jackson of North Carolina. And let me get the jingle and the song out for her. And the song is Somebody Touched Me, performed by the Dillards, ladies and gentlemen, for Peggy Granny Jackson.
W-M-A-L, AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
Hey, howdy. The Mike O'Mara Gospel Hour. How you doing? This one goes out to Peggy Granny Jackson in North Carolina. God bless her and God bless you real good. PTL, praise the Lord, coming up next on MAO. Hold on.
You know, one would think Somebody Touched Me might be a better song for the Catholic Church.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thank you. Very good. That's good. Let's try it.
W-M-A-L, AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
You know, I sure enjoy doing this here radio show each and every day. Every Sunday I come in here right after I go to Sunday go-to meeting. And I play the hits for you. This one's a little ditty that we got out of the mountains of Appalachia. Somebody touched me. Oh, where?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And let me see our last letter here. Gentlemen, my wife Linda and I will be celebrating our 6th anniversary this weekend in one of our favorite getaway locations, South Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Pretty.
Since Hallmark reminds me that candy is the traditional gift for the 6th year, we would love to take our chances on the high roller slots of the Omera Casino and ask if Scott Shannon might have a suggestion of what kind of candy to get for the weekend. We commute together every day and look forward to the show on our drive home. Thanks for bringing the funny. Toby and Linda White, Sacramento, California. Let's see what's happening here. Spin it one more time. Facelift. Facelift. Facelift.
Hey, there it is. It's a progressive. Nice.
Well, I cannot tell you enough how pleased I am to have Toby and Linda White listening to this fine program in Sacramento.
Is there anything happier than an anniversary?
I could not agree more. Well, maybe perhaps a little child enjoying a piece of candy.
What shape is the candy?
The candy I'm referring to is a little round candy.
I think I know where you're going, but what kind of candy?
Well, in this particular circumstance, I'm going to go with Lifesavers.
Lifesaver? But what flavor Lifesaver?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor. In the morning.
It's been a while.
And I have heart attacks.
And now we can start the show. You want that's it.
Oh, wait. No, we don't start the show.
Oh, that's right. We go to the commercial break because right. We did the other thing in
right,
the beginning.
Right.
I always do that when it's time. Okay. It's time to take a break. When we come back, I will talk to you about Rob's World. We haven't delved into Rob's World in quite some time, so we'll do that. And more fun and more thrills. But to start Rob's World, we're going to have to cover Grease Man Online and his tribute to Merle Haggard last night, which... I found it slightly disturbing. I truly did.
Slightly.
I'm not exaggerating that. We'll talk about that when we come back because we are all obsessed with the Grease Man. We'll be right back.
Joe, have you recovered from your feud with Tom Arnold?
Recovered? It's the best thing that's happened in my career.
Have you had other feuds with comedians?
Yeah, remember that one guy I had that feud with and his radio career ended and his family left him and his podcast ended?
Now, enough about Mickey Coachella. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's talk money. The truth is that sometimes honest, hardworking folks need a little extra. And banks don't always make it fun, fast, or easy. But I'll tell you who does, Avant. Finally, there's a company that gets it. Sometimes average folks like you and me just need a little extra money, maybe for a car or a home repair, but you don't have it. Avant to the rescue. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code TMOS, avantoffer.com, and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank, funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
There you go. Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Oh, we're out of music. I'm so sorry. All right, so...
A question. Before we go to this, I just have to say, that might have been a first. when an intern during a commercial asked me to kill the mics in the studio and asked me, "Do you have any water for me to drink?" Jeez. And then I saw Oscar. Which one do you think?
It's the needy one, Mac. What did he do?
I can see Oscar start to simmer up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I say, "Oh, I got to kill the mics because I normally leave the mics live during the promo."
Is he having one of his spells? One of his episodes?
Spells? No, I don't think it's a medical thing. I think he was thirsty.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to disrupt the show. And I said, "Look." And the mics are off. I said, if you ever want to leave, just leave and don't come back.
Well, we've been saying that for years. But I mean, really, of all the people that he could ask
just sent him away because I see his green headphones sitting on the, on the counter.
Sitting lifeless on the counter. Like him.
How do those ear pads look?
Oh, they look... I wouldn't give them a smell for all the tea and shiny.
You wouldn't want to just try a little smell? Just a little smell?
Oh, no.
Pony's going to do it. Pony will do it.
Oh, I smoke. I can't smell anything.
Fantastic.
None for me, thanks.
He plays video games all day with them as well.
Exactly.
Dual use.
Yeah, you know what? He gets stressful situations.
I will tell both of you, if I was there, I'd smell him right away.
You gotta smell him.
Right.
Too far away from me.
And incidentally, by the way, as far as stink is concerned on a human being, when I'm unshowered on the weekend, if I rub behind my ear.
Oh, that's a hot spot.
Like right here. Right here is the stinky part.
Yeah,
right,
you know what? Because about it. It's sort of approximates.
Not
like,
today, unfortunately.
It approximates
I was
like a
better.
Foot because it's, you know, skin on skin.
I take a shower every day. Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking
Let's
about.
Let's see. A little. Mike,
have you ever gone one day without taking a shower?
I don't feel like my day is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something's missing if I don't take a shower.
Yeah.
Mm. It's strange.
You can't get started.
That's a little bit, you know who. I will tell you that you really never ever. You never farted. Remember that? That's kind of like saying you never fart.
Yeah,
no, of course I do, and I don't have any shame with that.
I mean, you've never gone like have one of your really all night benders, and then you know decided
a shower is the best thing for a hangover.
It is true.
It's the best thing.
Yeah. So you rarely go a day.
I mean, I have in my life, of course, but right. If I don't feel right until I shower, man.
Yeah, a lot
bottom
of people
line.
Like that. Yeah. All right, I'll accept that.
All right.
That's,
can I have a timpani?
Okay, there we go. Smell now, bags.
There's going to be two smells. There's going to be the pad and the actual part with the speaker. Stay out there. Stay out there. God, he could screw up a NASA launch.
I know he could. All right.
First, the pad.
All right. What is it?
Little boy.
Be honest. Be honest.
It smells... A little boy.
Little boy!
Now, little boy. Let me see if the spongy part
and you have
the speaker
a little boy,
is.
So you know what that is.
Yeah, you know what it smells like? It smells like the little boy that's on the cusp of needing adult hygiene products.
You remember way back when I told you when Carla comes to me and she says, I smell like baby.
Yes!
You remember that?
Yes!
When Carla would say,
yes.
I smell like baby. So little boy is pretty close to smelling
All right.
baby.
Go ahead and give me another timpani. We're going to do the other region here.
All right.
Okay. This is the speaker. Same smell.
Little boys.
petite boy.
Little boy.
Little boy.
All right, Mac.
Little boy.
Come
all right, bring him back
All right,
in.
Mac, come on in. Well
bring
done.
Back.
Who's a good little boy?
Taking a picture. We are a merciless crew. We are a merciless crew. There is no question. Hi there.
Hey, Mac, now that you've got something to drink, would you like me to fix you something to eat? Like a sandwich or something? Or are you okay?
Hey, Rob, do you have a latte?
Yeah. Hey.
How you doing, Parchy? How you doing, Parchy Parchment? How's it going? How you doing there?
I'm doing good.
Can we follow the thought strategy of asking me for something to drink?
Can I predict first?
Yeah, please. This is like this match game.
Please.
I know. You know what? I'm not going to tell him. But go ahead and ask, and I'm going to write down.
And I will say this in advance. Due to his spastic hand motions during the promo, I assumed he was asking if I wanted something to drink.
Go ahead and just ask him why he clamored for water during the break.
Why did you ask me for water during the break?
Because I've seen you in the past have big collections of water behind your.
Yes, station. He does hoard them back there.
Yes,
you thought he might have some extra.
That's Tony Perkins' water, to be fair. Well, I wouldn't feel good giving it to anyone who's not on the first page.
But
of the
Mac,
call sheet.
Hi, it's Mike O'Mara here down in Florida. I'm curious, Mac, why you needed the water?
I ran in today. I was a parked a block away, and I just sprinted in today.
Oh, so and you
I
hydrated.
I did not have a chance to grab a water before I came in.
And what? But why? So I mean, you could usually even sprint. You catch your breath and you'd be okay. Was it? Was there something wrong? Or I mean, were you worried there might be something wrong if you didn't get the water?
Yeah, I was dehydrated. I mean, my condition requires...
Oh, yeah, bam! Condition.
There it is. There it is. I got it. I know I had to troll for it a little bit, but I got it.
Medical.
Excellent. Good job.
There we go. I got it. I wanted to make sure. You're consistent, Mac. That's
and also, you know,
Mike, Mac, do you ever call your mom in while you're playing 10 hours of video games and say, hey, Mom, my condition, can I get a water?
Yeah, or a Hawaiian punch?
No.
Do you think... that you were trying to keep hydrated and your throat nice and lubricated for your big segment that was coming up?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
How about a little less war of Warcraft or whatever it is? Is it
Minecraft.
War of Warcraft? What do you play?
World of Warcraft.
Sorry.
Space Invaders?
How about a little less World of Warcraft and a little more running around your house get your stamina up?
Yeah. And maybe some Pedialyte.
I should do that, yes.
A little Pedialyte would help
you. We have to take a break, but I will say there's good news out of this whole segment, Mac, because we're going to come back. Not only will we get to come back and talk about Grease Man, but when you go to your car today, the whole trunk is going to be filled with Pedialyte. So congratulations. Look forward to that. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hiya, that man.
Hey, do you have any water for me?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring? If you are, listen to this. This is important. If you're a small business owner, if you're a big business owner, if you're a person that hires for a corporation, if you do any kind of hiring, the best people getting on your staff, not the easiest thing to have happen. Posting your job in one single place, it's not enough to find the top quality candidates. You need ZipRecruiter.com, and let me tell you why. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job on all the top job sites, and you can do it at one time, easy peasy. Imagine posting your job to over 100 job sites, including social media like Facebook and Twitter, and you do it with a single click.
Easy.
And then you can find candidates in any city and any industry nationwide. Forget about juggling emails and calls to your office. Just one post, and all the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter.com's easy-to-use interface. Then you just screen them, rate them, and hire the right person fast. It makes it easy to find the best. ZipRecruiter.com has been used by over 800,000 businesses. They are rocking and rolling in the business world, and you can get a taste of that as well. Try it right now, absolutely free. You can try ZipRecruiter today, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free right now.
Good time to do it is the present.
Right now.
Right now. At ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, Oscar, you didn't see this. You know how obsessed we get, especially Pony
I love
and
Grease.
Rob.
Yep.
And you like you and I like it, but yes. These guys love it. And I guess the way it looks to me now, there's a lot going on.
And by the way, no word back from him. I sent him the link to the segment where we talked about him.
Aww.
So hopefully we'll hear back. He's usually pretty good about replying in a few days.
On our next show, I'm going to talk about Anthony Kamiya going to rehab, which he just did, and how squirrely this business makes people. It's an interesting subject to dive into. With Grease Man, I'm on the fan side as well as being in the business. I liked him when he was on our radio station. I liked competing against him. I liked listening to him. He was an American original as far as radio personality. So there, but anybody in pop culture becomes more fascinating when they kind of go underground.
Yeah,
if we're out there
He's
all the
elusive.
Time like I am, you're less fascinating. Okay, mm-hmm. When you get fascinating is when stuff becomes a little odd. And with Grease Man, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, because you've studied it more than I have.
Right.
The issue with Grease Man has been he's not doing a lot in his chosen. Right? Is he on the radio anywhere?
No.
I don't even know.
And right now, I checked my most recent exchange with him, and it was in November.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very kind, very cordial, and he said, having a great time living under the radar. That's what he said.
Which I can completely understand that would be something that... You know, some of us need it to breathe. Some of us don't. Some of us, like myself, are in between.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, when you see him, he still needs to get some stuff out.
Yeah.
He still needs to do it. The thing about it is...
He needs to revisit the character of Grease.
It is so utterly stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. It is literally something that fascinates me because you never... He has posted these terrible videos online. And when I say terrible, I love them, but they're not, you know, they're not produced.
The content is strong. But you know, it's
the camera is one of these deals.
Yeah, it looks like it's here, Granny shot it at the holidays.
Okay,
that's what it looks like.
And the last one was when we were getting a hurricane coming into town, and he said, "Hey, from the deck of the Jack Tower," and he's just vamping, and it doesn't make any sense.
And what does it say to the fact that we see them and we hang on the words, though? You know,
he's an electric guy. Sing, he likes to sing and do his. Who lived in a pineapple? And he seems
Oscar's
so
back it. To the first headphones again.
The experiment is over. Get your money back from that guy. Get your money back from that guy.
He's going to send it to me in
rubles.
Beats.
Yeah. Get your rubles back from that guy.
Might be tough, but we'll see what we can do. And remember, so, Mike, it's our money.
They're great guest mics.
You know, Rob, you're better at analyzing this stuff than I am. So he is truly a mystery man. He doesn't seem to want to come on any show like this, although I would love to have him. I'd treat him beautifully. I would not be into Greece, but there's nothing. Look, we all know his history. There's nothing to attack about. You know, he paid his dues.
To paint in really broad strokes, I almost see him right now. He's a little like David Letterman. He did what he did for a long time. Now he's dropped out, and he'll stick his head in on his schedule. Letterman, you know, pops up here and there and does his stuff. And I think that Greece just wants to do what he does, you know, on his terms. But I hope that his terms could possibly be on this podcast.
Let me just say this at this stage. And he's been doing it a little longer than I have. So that's fair to give him that assessment. At the same time, even with a bad day, and Lord knows we had some tough days.
Yeah.
I like coming in here and doing this. I still enjoy the process of doing this. I do. I might not like the 10 minutes before it. I might not like the 10 minutes after it. I love doing this.
I think there's a difference, though, between you and Grease Man. I think that you are you on the radio. And you've often said that radio to you or the show is like therapy because you can come in and be you. Grease has always been a character. You know? That's not really the guy you meet.
If you're not being yourself.
Yeah, if you're not being yourself, it's a little different, I think.
So he gets online last night, and it looks like the post is him sitting at what appears to be an old kitchen farmhouse table.
I'm so glad you said it because it's different. It's not a dining room table.
It looks like
it's a
dinette. Like the set of Annabelle.
It does.
It is. So he's sitting at this old crisp, this old tiny farmhouse table. His hair is a bit unkempt
and really short.
And it looked to me, you tell me if you thought the same thing,
right?
Like perhaps he may have had a couple of adult beverages, which is okay.
Yeah, I'd put money in that column.
And he is mourning the loss of Merle Haggard.
And there is an off-camera. Well, I mean, probably best to play it.
Let's play it. And this is, Oscar, you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
This is the latest offering from Doug Greaseman Track.
And best supporting actress to the lady.
There's a lady in the background. Could that be Mrs. Grease?
Oh, well, not Estelle, because as you know, Estelle left him.
Yeah, she's a pig. Long
Are you listening, you piggy?
Tony loves the Grease Man. That makes me laugh.
All right, here's the Grease Man posted yesterday on Facebook.
Why so down in the dumps?
Merle Haggard died.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Who's Merle Haggard?
Who's Merle Haggard? He's only one of the best country singers that ever lived at any time. And I felt like the key to Merle Haggard, when he was singing, I'm looking at some of his tunes on YouTube. I felt he was singing to me personally. When he sang...
Can you stop it right there for a second? Can you stop it?
Yes.
Do you get the slight... Look, Oscar bust my balls for being technically non-savvy.
Right.
But do you get a feeling when he said, I'm looking at it, this new thing I discovered, YouTube...
It's all on my Grease phone.
It's like when my mom says L YouTube.
It's like he just discovered it. I found this on YouTube.
And so he's sitting at the kitchenette.
I'm looking at it now. It's horrible.
He's on the kitchenette.
So sad.
Holding his iPhone, and he begins to sing along with Merle.
Tonight, the bottle let me down.
Oh, God. I hate it when he sings.
And let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight, the bottle.
You hold it right there. You notice he gives you
at that greaser.
Yep.
Bodily. Waddle doddle doodle.
The devil went down to Georgetown. All right. Everyone get ready for the punchline.
He's gone.
Oh, I understand. You bonded over your mutual alcohol issues.
You know what? If I wasn't so drunk, I'd can you fatty over that remark.
And I don't know what he said.
I believe he says,
tan your fanny?
I'll tan your fanny over that remark, and then he fades. Some hysterical spousal abuse. Mm-hmm. To
well, I mean, you know, Jackie Gleason did it in the 50s. There's no reason it can't play 70 years later.
Boom. All right, we got to get out. All right, that is just...
So that's up with him.
He's the Rubik's Cube of radio.
He is.
He's a mystery man, and I would love... He's at the top of the hit parade.
It'd be so much fun to have him on.
Find out about what's going on. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Battle Show.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
Yeah.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple,
and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging. Just to clarify.
Sure.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Wow. Hey, tonight, the battle, let me die. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Yeah. Let's be honest, most of your problems start with your mind. Whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all begin in your head, and then they slowly wreck your life, but it just doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. It's called guided meditation, and you can do it with the new Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like a gym membership for your mind. It's guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition with thousands of scientific studies that show its positive effects. I have tried this. It's amazingly easy to do. You can do it in any room of your house. You can even do it with people running around in the background.
Sure.
They say it's cool to do it that way, and it results in decreased anxiety and lowered stress. Join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now.
I agree.
Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS to get some Headspace today, everybody.
News.
Newsing. Jared Fogle.
Jared Fogle.
He just got a big break from his prison bosses. A break that could potentially save his life.
Whoa.
Hey.
Not that anyone probably cares.
Right.
We have learned that Stephen Nigg, that is, I am just telling you that is his last name, N-I-G-G. He is the inmate who beat him to a pulp in January, is no longer a threat because he's been moved hundreds of miles away. Sources say prison officials talked to Stephen, who made it clear he would brutalize Fogle again if given the opportunity because of his seething hatred toward child molesters, which has been common knowledge that they do not fare well in a prison
environment.
They don't
do well.
They shouldn't.
Especially when they go up against a guy that kind of looks like Mike Ehrmantraut.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and that's what this guy kind of looked like, and Jared wouldn't have a chance. Prison officials decided that the only way to ensure Fogle's safety was to move the other guy to an Oklahoma facility 700 miles from the Colorado facility that was the former Subway spokesman's home, and it is still his home.
And so while we're talking disc jockeys, no relation to Dave Fogle.
Captain Dave Fogle?
Captain Dave Fogle.
I do not believe. One of my least favorite. Very nice man.
Nice man. Came to my high school. But,
not a tremendous fan of his work. Never was a real big fan.
And not, and like Mike also kind of, not an actual captain.
Yeah, yeah. he falls into that over-enthusiastic quality.
Very eager.
Broadcasting.
Hi.
Glamour magazine.
Glamour.
Special. That was my impression of Captain Fogle, by the way.
Hi.
And he got hired in Market 8.
Yes. Glamour magazine did a special plus-size issue. This was yesterday's news. Amy Schumer's name ended up on the cover. Mm-hmm. They didn't actually call her plus-size, but they referred to her as one of the, quote, women who inspire us. It was like
that's like calling her fat. It was,
exactly. The others on the list were Melissa McCarthy, Adele, and Ashley Graham, who are plus-sizes. Amy wasn't happy about it. She tweeted that there's nothing wrong with being plus-size, but she's a 6'8", and plus-size is a 16. She said, quote,
whoops,
young girls seeing my body type thinking that is plus size. What are your thoughts? Mine are not cool. Glamour, not glamorous.
You know what? So that is pissed. The same. Saying a woman is a woman that inspires is like what was said to me when I was majoring in broadcasting, when they said, you know what you'd be good at? You'd be a good weatherman.
A good personality.
You're jolly and fat. That's
right.
Exactly what it is.
Thank you.
She posted a video of herself on the beach in a bikini and said, quote, bottom line seems to be we are done with these unnecessary labels which seem to be reserved for women. And I kind of agree.
Yeah.
They make money on it, right, with the whole plus size thing. And, I know that for years, my daughter, who is not anywhere near a plus size, mm-hmm. was always frustrated when we would drive by that clothing store known as Catherine's.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, dear.
Scott Baio is a Donald Trump supporter, and he's not afraid to admit it. In fact, he started a movement inspiring people to show their love for Trump at Starbucks.
Trumpy loves Chachi.
All right. This is kind of random and all over the place.
Okay.
He claims he's never had a cup of their coffee, but he was in one recently to get something for his wife,
right.
And they asked him his name, and he said Trump. They wrote the name on the cup, but he says that when the order was ready, the barista refused to call out the name. He posted a photo on Twitter and suggested that the person was a Bernie Sanders voter, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, maybe it was just a listless minimum wage employee who doesn't get abused by Scott Baio. In any event, one of his followers liked it, and he did the same thing. Scott saw the photo and tweeted it to Trump with the hashtag Trump movement. That said, it doesn't seem to be catching on yet. That's Scott Baio.
You know why? Because the most troubling element of that story is the fact that Scott Baio has followers.
Right.
Who's following Scott Baio?
I don't know if I am. I know that for sure.
That's right.
Tomorrow night's American Idol finale. That was... When is the American
Idol? It's tonight,
Idol
isn't it?
It's tonight, right?
I believe
so. Tonight!
The original co-host will be featured, Brian Dunkelman, luckiest man in showbiz. He stupidly decided to walk away after the first season. But more importantly, Shebang superstar William Hung is coming back. And we can only hope and pray that he will sing. And as we've heard, most of the winners will make an appearance along with a lot of the first and second runners-up. Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson are all expected. Randy's made some noise about it being difficult for his schedule. Might be a little bitter.
Well, you know, maybe his big, big watch stopped.
Yeah. And he couldn't see it with his big glasses.
Scott Baio has 104,000 Twitter followers.
That has to be because of his role in Arrested Development.
They're all bots.
He plays Bob Loblaw, the owner of the Bob Loblaw Loblaw.
How many does he have? Seriously?
104,000.
Oh, my God. Sick. Anyway, there's a 55-year-old man and woman in Florida named Rocky Barlett and Evelyn Adams.
Hot.
They've been together for 22 years, and they've spent 6 of those years homeless.
Oh.
For the past 3 years, they've been living in a tent in the woods near Tampa. Better be careful of those big gators. Yes, sir, Oscar Santana.
Chuck Todd follows Scott Baio.
Oh, no.
This week on Meet the Press, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Chachi.
Oh, my God, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck.
You're better than that.
That might be a good way to blackmail him back into doing the show. Anyway, they wanted to get married for a while, this couple near Tampa. Then late last year, the Tampa Trib did a story on him, and after that, a bunch of wedding vendors donated their services, giving them a dream wedding, spending $20,000 that they didn't have to come up with.
Oh, that's nice.
They got married this past Friday at a venue called Cross Creek Ranch. Everything was free, from the dress to the flowers. Evelyn says the two of them managed to stay together all this time because they're a unit, and they support each other no matter what. That's sweet. And this might be the best part of the story. They also just found out that they were approved for subsidized housing, and the day before the wedding, they got the keys to their brand new apartment.
That's
nice.
Great.
Cool.
Good for them. Nice. That's good for them.
That is very sweet. Even a story that starts out with, ends up with,
happy
headache. And now, a little something something, ladies and gentlemen. 20-year-old Juan Carlos of
one of yours,
Bronx.
Oscar.
Juan.
And Rob, if it was Juan Carlos Jobim.
Oh, what a great guitarist. Yeah.
Do you know that?
Of course. He did a whole album with Sinatra that's fantastic. It's the quietest album ever recorded.
Beautiful. The kind of whispering.
Yeah. And it's Antonio Carlos Jobim, I believe, is his name.
Oh, you're right. I got it wrong. Juan Carlos of the Bronx, New York, got in an Uber in Philadelphia on Saturday, and his driver was a guy named Corey Robinson. Juan had Corey take him 200 miles to Central New York. That's a heck of an Uber.
Long one.
Corey eventually got too tired. That's the driver. So he asked Juan to drive his car while he took a nap.
Not standard Ubering procedure.
No, he has to pay him now.
That's right. Who pays who?
When he woke up, Juan was doing 86 miles an hour because he had gotten into a police chase.
Oh, no.
Apparently, the cops tried to pull him over, and he didn't want to stop, so he took off. Okay. The chase finally ended when he crashed the car. He and Corey both wound up with minor injuries. He was charged with fleeing police and driving without a license. Corey was arrested initially but got released. Uber says he's been suspended while they investigate. Meanwhile, with Uber X and Uber XL and Uber Black, now there is the new Uber Fugitive app coming soon. So you can get away. That'll be fantastic.
Nice.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show, everybody. I
just need it's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
Hey, Gary, do you remember that time the teacher hit you in the face with an eraser?
You're not supposed to bring that up.
I know. Gary was a bad boy and a bad student.
I wasn't a bad boy. I was just bad in school.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Also, my great fear of quicksand.
You got to be kidding me.
I kid you not. And the Battle of the Bad Songs. Check it all out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
This sounds like a very strange show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS app. Hey, how would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. It's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. The easiest way to get the bonus show. Plus, you can use it to contact us, and it even links you directly to our Amazon portal. How easy is that?
Right.
And speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS, then hit search. Whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and improve your TMOS experience instantly. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, April 7, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
Since we mentioned him, and since most people don't know who he is, I wanted people to hear a little of Frank and Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Yep.
This is a great album. He was a guitarist and singer.
Oh, wow.
And he'd sing with his guitar.
Whenever skies look gray to me.
Frank Sinatra, after he recorded that album, he says, "Man, I haven't sang that quiet since before microphones." But it's a great album. If you want like a relaxing background,
I like
album,
it.
Check it out. It's available on Amazon. That's where I bought it.
That's good stuff.
All right. As we know from the Grease Man, Mike, we lost Merle Haggard. Now, did you play him when you were spinning country tunes?
Yes, I did. Yes, classic country. Yes, absolutely.
One of the biggest of all, and I guess his signature song, of course, Ogie from Muskogee, right?
Ogie.
Yeah. Okie, meaning from Oklahoma.
Oh, damn it.
Ogie.
We don't smoke marijuana.
Wanna in Muskogee.
But he had an amazing career and something like 18 number one hits or some massive number of number one hits. And sad. And something that Matt Lauer said this morning that I think is very true. The Licorice Hat Club, the modern country singer, seemed to realize their history more than modern pop singers.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of cool that they realize from whence they came.
You know, I know you like that, but to me, Antonio Carlos Jobim and Elis Regina. This is what I like right here. How you doing? Welcome to Mike O'Mara's apartment.
Yeah. Mike O'Mara's apartment!
You like the view?
Is that the one with just the mattress on the floor?
Stop it!
Handcuffs.
Oh, that's just
private.
Wrong. That is wrong.
You'll notice I've got a lovely view of Edsel Road.
Edsel!
How do you like that? There's a single beer in the refrigerator.
One beer!
How you doing? I have an appearance later. Thanks so much. Would you like a Triscuit?
The furniture is going to arrive in just 7 days.
7 to 10.
7 to 10.
First of all, I just want to say I hope you enjoyed the meet and greet tonight. Let's make love.
Now, what am I doing? Now, we also lost another guy yesterday, and you might not know him from his original work, but you will in a moment. Leon Haywood, who did the 1975 classic, I Want to Do Something Freaky to You. Do you recognize the hook, Oscar? Until I
bring joy. Sounds like something would be on vinyl.
It was sampled by Dr. Dre in Ain't Nothing
Holy
But a
G-Smokes.
Wow.
So I'm guessing that he probably made more money off the Dre song than he did his own song.
I'd agree with that. Or, excuse me, if I agree with that, I would say, yeah!
Have you seen Straight Outta Compton, any of you?
I've seen most of it. It's great.
It's a great movie.
Who was partying with rappers last night? This guy.
Hey! Really?
Yeah. In Florida. Go figure.
Florida rappers.
Lil Wayne.
Florida. Yeah,
Florida.
Pony, racing Mike to the punchline. It was sometimes it happens.
At the bar was Flo Rida, Mike, 50 Cent, and the guy with the big watch.
Oh,
Flavor Flav.
And it's more of a necklace than a watch because it's a clock. Mm-hmm. The could guy with the big watch. That could be Chuck Woolery.
Those couple of tower climbers. I'll tell you in the next show. It's a couple of tower climbers.
Excellent. Cool.
Cell phone tower climbers. That's who I was hanging
All right, are you
with. But
familiar?
He said he wants to be a rapper.
Oscar, are you familiar? Who doesn't? Are you familiar with the website called Dissolve? It's a company that provides stock footage, right?
Yes.
And they did the cleverest ad I've seen in a long time. They did a political ad using all their stock footage, and the narrator is also very generic. So this is the people you go to if you want to buy just like normal film footage for a commercial, right? But follow the narration and know that their stock footage follows the narration very closely.
It's me, candidate for president. A person with a face. A person whose hand gestures are definitely not weird. Wherever I go, so do lens flares. And fields in sunlight. Machines spark in the foreground when I tour the few remaining places where they manufacture things. Here are a bunch of different people, matched with career signifiers, like a helmet, a uniform, or a stethoscope. On the off chance that you identify with one of them, here's a Hispanic family who doesn't mind being associated with me. If you're thinking about retirement, here are some old people smiling. Thank God they're still alive to vote.
So, oh, that's great. And the thing is, if you listen to that in the background and looked at it, you would think it was a real ad.
I bet.
So
I bet.
Great.
Yeah.
Mike, did you see what happened to your fair Governor York yesterday? Or Scott, Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, kind of a nad, actually. Kind of a nad.
Doesn't he answer to Big Sugar and Big Citrus and all that stuff?
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He's one of, you know, we don't see eye to eye. I'll be perfectly honest.
He walks into a Starbucks. This was trending on Facebook this morning to get a cup of coffee. And you would think if you're a governor, you're probably used to being spotted, maybe ask for a selfie, an autograph.
Yes.
There's a lady, Mac, you'll like this. She's sitting in Starbucks for the free Wi-Fi. And she spots Governor Scott. And instead of asking for an autograph, she screams,
"You cut Medicaid so I couldn't get Obamacare. You're an asshole. You don't care about working people. I'm not talking to you. You don't care about working people. You should be ashamed to show your face around here.
A million jobs.
A million jobs? Great. Who here has a great job?
You should.
Or is looking forward?"
And what's great, he's arguing with her while he's waiting for his latte at the little round table.
Lose his spot.
Public health care. Shame on you, Rick Scott. We depend on those services. Rich people like you don't know what to do. When poor people like us need health services, you cut them. Shame on you, Rick Scott. You're an embarrassment to our state.
Yeah, it's pretty bad if you're an embarrassment to Florida.
$5 for a cup of coffee, you're not poor.
No, he's answering to Big Splenda.
Imagine how she would have reacted to that, Oscar.
Jesus.
Can you imagine if the governor said that? Excuse me, ma'am. I don't exactly see that venti being something where
that MacBook
back.
Looks pretty new, lady.
Yes. He gets that sort of deer in the headlights look. I've seen him on
it.
TV
yeah,
shows
seen
where,
it, yeah.
where they kind of call him on something and he's like,
That's the question that that's the way I'm going to answer it.
Oh, God.
That's the way I'm going to answer it.
Your governor.
I think really when they had the election down here, he actually was aligned with Big Sugar.
You know, I think that was the ad we saw.
Yeah, Big Sugar.
I get sent a lot of stuff, lame produced comedy, but for some reason, this one really tickled me. Mike, as you know, it's the Masters weekend, and America's excited.
This weekend, experience one of the most intense sporting events of the year.
Of course, you can see there just the quality of the turf management here. So dense, thick, and cut so short.
Live from Augusta, Georgia, it's the Masters.
Hoffman's just tapped in for his par. 3 wood here.
Every swing, every putt, every walk down the fairway. Don't miss a second of the heart-stopping action.
Definitely would have preferred to leave it on the other side of the hole there.
The Masters on CBS. It's as exciting as waiting in line at the post office, only with a green jacket. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, whatever.
Thursday?
Anyway,
have a great day, everybody.
We don't know what day of the week it is. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.